Good morning.
大家早。
Amen. Well, the Lord's presence is here. Amen.
同在在我们当中。阿门吗？
阿门。
Well, let's just pray that God's presence will continue to reveal all that He wants to do. Amen.
我们一起祷告，求神的同在继续启示他所要做的事。
Lord Jesus, we just delight in Your presence, Your goodness.
主，我们何等喜爱在你的同在和你的美好的里面。
God, we just thank You for Your grace.
我们为着你的恩典感谢你。
And your mercy, Lord. We just ask you, God, that you would just reveal yourself here to us in a fresh and powerful way, Lord.
愿造成你自己用一个新鲜带有能力的方式启示你自己。
And we just thank you, God, for your desire for us, how you pursue us, how you are always drawing us closer.
主，我们感谢你，你这样爱我们，你这样追求我们，愿意自己亲近我们。
So God, I just ask you that you would help me just to move through this material in a way that is appropriate for this morning, God, for what's going on in each heart here.
主，我们求你自己来说话，主啊，借着你自己的话语。
Help us just to really receive all that you have for us this morning.
主啊，叫我们能够丰丰富富的得着你预定要我们得着的。
And so, Lord, we just rise up this morning and we stand against the works of the enemy.
这早晨我们起来抵挡仇敌一切的诡计。
Anything that would try to interfere or cut off your perfect will for us today.
任何让我们与你良善旨意隔绝的，我们都奉主的名斩断。
And we just rebuke the spirit of darkness this morning in Jesus' name.
我们也奉主耶稣基督名斥责那个黑暗的权势。
We shut every door of the works of the enemy this morning.
早晨我们奉主名关掉仇敌每一扇的门。
And God, we just pray that you unlock and you open the door of your kingdom to us this morning.
我们也求你向我们敞开天国的门。
In Jesus' name, come Holy Spirit and exalt Jesus.
哦，圣灵啊，我们奉主的名，请你来，在这里高举耶稣。
Come Holy Spirit and exalt Jesus.
圣灵来，高举基督。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, my topic this morning is about God's character, the beautiful characteristic of our Lord.
今天早晨我们的主题是讲到神他自己美丽的性情。
In that God is a God who wants to draw close to us. Amen.
神是那个喜欢亲近我们的神。阿们吗？
God is always looking for an opportunity to come closer to us.
神总是找机会要来与我们亲近。
And we just need to be aware of this. Amen.
所以我们必须要知道这件事。
A topic I want to address this morning is just how the Lord wants to gather us under His wings.
早晨我想分享就说神何等愿意招聚我们在他的意下。
That's a biblical concept, amen? God wants to gather us like chicks under His wings, protect us.
就好像母鸡招聚小鸡一样，这圣经上所说的神愿意这样的招聚我们。
God is always looking for an opportunity to draw us close to His heart. Amen?
神总是找机会让我们靠近他的心。
When I was a boy, my mother took me to the zoo with her one time when I was very young.
在我很小的时候，我的母亲带我去动物园。
I told this story, I think it was last week in our English class.
上礼拜我好像在英文组当中有分享这个故事。
And I think I was at the San Diego Zoo and I was about 7 or 8.
我在圣地牙哥的那个动物园，我大概七八岁左右。
And I don't know where we were exactly, but I saw all these little chicks.
我是不知道我们在那个动物园的哪一个角落，不过我看到许多的小鸡。
And just like a typical 7 or 8 year old boy, I figured I was going to get a hold of one of those chickens.
就像典型的小男孩的心态，我就想抓一只小鸡回家。
So I was sneaking around the bushes trying to grab one.
所以我就在树丛中找来找去，想要抓住他们一只。
Just about the time I had a little chick cornered, about to grab a hold of him.
当我把一只小鸡围在一个角落，准备要抓住它的时候
，Here comes the mother hen.
哦，母鸡就来了。
Pecking me up and down the arm real quick.
他啄我的手臂，上上下下的啄。
I let go of that little chicken.
哦，当然了，我只好放手了。
But she lifted up her wings and all the little chicks ran under her wings.
然后呢, 她就把她的, 翅膀打开, 然后所有的小鸡就躲到她的翅膀一下。
She covered them all up and drew them close.
她盖下, 把她翅膀, 关下来, 然后把她们靠近, 紧紧地靠近着她。
That's what mother hens do, amen?
这就是母鸡, 保护小鸡所会做的事, amen吗?
That picture is one that God uses in the scripture over and over and over again when letting us know his heart for us.
这一幅图画就是神在圣经里一再地告诉我们,他是何等愿意保护我们,招聚我们,就像母鸡招聚保护他的小鸡。
When I was a boy and I first, gave my heart to Jesus.
当我很小的时候,我第一次把我自己归给耶稣的时候,
it was a time of trouble in my life that made me run to God.
是因为那时候我在生活中有难处, 让我向耶稣跑去。
And just like that mother hen, God lifted up his wings and drew me close.
神就好像那个母鸡一样, 把他的翅膀打开, 把我招聚到他的胸怀里。
And so God did a work in my heart, and I kind of strayed and did my own thing. And it was another time of trouble that drew me back to the Lord.
后来呢, 我自己呢, 又渐渐从神面前离开了, 走自己的道路, 直到我又遇到一个难处, 神又召聚我回来。
I can't remember exactly all the circumstances. I remember there was some things, I was physical things. I was sick and I was concerned. I was scared and I started to pray and seek God.
许多时候是我因为我生病了,或者我里面有害怕或有重担,我开始来寻求神,祷告神。
And once again, God lifted his wings and drew me close.
每一次我这样做的时候,神就把他的翅膀打开,让我躲在他的荫下。
And there were several times as a young man that I found myself in a difficult situation.
在我年轻的时候,我也常常有几次遇到困难。
But because I had heard the gospel, I'd heard of how God loved me and how good he was and how he cared for me.
但因为我听过福音, 知道神怎样爱我, 神是怎样关心我。
I understood that I could run to him and he would lift his wings and draw me close.
所以我知道我总是可以跑到他那里去, 他会伸开双臂保护我。
Over and over again, God revealed himself this way, as I know he has to many of us. Amen?
就像你们大家都有的经验, 一次又一次, 神这样启示我, 他是爱我, 保护我的。
And it wasn't until I was about 19, 20 years old that I really understood.
但是一直到我差不多19, 20岁左右的时候, 我是真正的明白一件事。
That this would never do me just running to God when I was in trouble.
我明白一件事就是说, 不能每次就是我有需要, 有难处的时候, 有麻烦的时候, 我跑到神那里去。
Many of us try to live this kind of life, don't we?
我们很多人可能都是这样在主面前过生活的, 不是吗?
Following our own dreams, fulfilling our own desires,
我们追逐自己的梦想, 满足自己的欲望,
going our own way,
走在我们自己愿意走的道路上。
And then trouble comes and we run back underneath the wings of Jesus.
但是什么时候呢,遇到难处的时候,我们就记得跑到耶稣这里来。
Back and forth, back and forth.
我们总是这样跑来跑去,跑来跑去。
What I finally learned when I was about 19 or 20 is that God wanted me to live under the shadow of his wings. Amen?
这样一段日子之后,差不多19、20岁的时候,我终于明白了,世上神所愿意我做的,就是一直住在他的翅膀荫下。
That it would never do for me to live my whole life back and forth, back and forth.
因为这样来来回回的生活不是一个对的生活。
That I was meant to live under the shadow of the Almighty's wings. Amen?
神向我的旨意是叫我一直活在他全能者的印下。
We were meant to live next to the side of Jesus. Amen?
神的定义就是叫我们活在他的身边。
Next to his heart, close to him. Amen?
靠近他, 活在他的心旁。
So I want to talk to us this morning about how God doesn't want us to move back and forth all the time.
所以今天早晨我的负担是跟大家分享说神不喜欢我们这样来来回回的跑。
Living for ourselves and running back to him when trouble comes.
平常是为自己活着,一有需要又跑到神这边来。
God wants us to live under the shadow of his wings.
神的意思是叫我们住在他翅膀的荫下。
We serve a God that is always trying to draw us near.
我们所服侍的这位神, 总是希望我们靠近他的。
Even this morning, each and every one of us, God is drawing us near. Amen?
在座的每一位, 就在今天早上, 神就盼望你是活在他的印下的。
But sometimes we don't realize it.
但很多时候我们并不认识这件事。
This time of year, we celebrate the birth and the coming of Jesus Christ. Isn't that right?
在每年这个时候呢, 全世界都在庆祝耶稣的降生和他的再来。
And even the story of the earthly coming of Jesus to the earth
像主耶稣降生在地上,
reminds us of the fact that God is not content for us to be a long way off.
都提醒我们一件事, 主耶稣之所以降生, 就是因为神不喜欢我们离他很远。
Jesus came and was born of a virgin, and come to earth to remind us that he is not content to be afar off from us.
主耶稣借着童女降生在地上, 就告诉我们一件很重要的事, 就是神不喜欢我们离他很远。
God draws near.
神自己来靠近我们。
In fact, a precious scripture in Mark 15, 37 and 38.
事实上马可福音15章37-38节就告诉我们
tells us the very first thing after Jesus died upon the cross that happened
告诉我们主耶稣一断气的时候 立刻发生什么事
was the veil of the temple was rent, was torn from top to bottom
就是主耶稣断气之后 圣殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半
signifying that it was God was giving everyone access to the heart of God to draw near. Amen.
这个幔子裂开就告诉我们说神把那个向来到他心旁的那个路打开了。
Ephesians 2:13 tells us, "You who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ."
以弗所书2章13节也说, 你们这些从前远离神的人, 如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了。
So by these verses we understand that Jesus came and died upon the cross.
所以借着这些经节我们知道, 主耶稣来了, 在十架上死了。
Not so we could just live a good life and one day go to heaven.
不是为叫我们说在地上过一个好的生活, 然后有一天上天堂。
Jesus died on the cross to draw us near to himself.
主耶稣在十架上舍命, 目的就是要我们可以靠近他。
There are two kinds of people, only two kinds of people.
这个世界上只有两种人。
Those who are far away from God.
一种是远离神的。
And those that are near to God.
一种是亲近神的。
Those that are seeking to be near God.
那些寻求来靠近主的。
And those who are running away from God.
还有另外一种就是跑离神，远离神，跑离神的。
Amen? Which kind of person are you?
那请问你是哪一种人?
What are you doing right now? Are you running from God or running to God?
你现在在做什么? 你是跑离开神呢? 还是跑向神?
Are you trying to live your own life or are you running up underneath the wings of God?
你是在过自己的方式的生活呢? 还是你躲在全能者的荫下活着?
So these are the questions I want us to consider this morning, amen?
所以今天早晨我要请你思想一下这个问题。
What kind of person are you?
你是属于哪一种人?
One who is drawing close to the Lord or running away from God?
那种亲近神的还是跑离神的?
I want to talk about one of the main characteristics of those who are running away from God.
我要稍微交通一点, 关于那个 跑离开神的人的特质。
In fact, I've already hinted at it. Those who are really afar off from the Lord only seek God when trouble comes.
那种远离神的人的特质就是说, 当他有难处的时候,他才会来到神面前。
But those who are living as sons and daughters of the King, they are wanting to live close to the heart of God.
但是那些真的认识我们是属天君王儿女的人，就会愿意活在他的翅膀底下。
So a main sign that we are living afar off is that we only pray, we only seek God's face when trouble comes.
所以那种, 远离神的人的特点是什么呢? 他只有在他有难处的时候会祷告。
One of the things that the Lord's been doing in my heart for the last 6 months
过去六个月神在我心中做的事
is reviving my own personal prayer life.
就是复兴我个人祷告的生活。
And God has been reminding me of the priority of prayer.
神也让我看见祷告的重要。
And when if I make it a priority to seek His face every day, He tells me things and speaks things to my heart and life that I won't hear otherwise.
他让我认识一件事，若是我把祷告亲近他当做一件最重要的事来过的时候呢，他向我启示的是我以前从来不明白的事情。
Amen. So God's been doing this funny thing with me in the morning, kind of waking me up.
所以呢，每天早晨呢，神就把我叫醒。
Early in the morning.
一大早的时候。
When I'm still laying on my bed.
我还在床上躺着的时候。
God's presence just kind of resting on my chest.
神的同在就好像压在我的胸膛上。
Just saying my name.
神叫我的名字。
To me over and over.
一再的呼唤我。
Tell me over and over, David, I love you.
大卫，我爱你。
Are you listening to me?
你有没有在注意听我的声音？
Are you paying attention?
你有没有注意我?
I'm trying to talk to you.
我要跟你说话。
David.
大卫啊。
He is drawing near to me.
是神自己先来靠近我。
He is drawing near to you.
他也一样愿意靠近你。
Are you listening?
但是我们有没有在注意呢？
Or are you running around living your own life, running away from Him?
还是我们忙着过自己的生活，离神很远。
Only seeking Him when trouble comes.
只有我们有需要或有困难的时候才来找他。
That is not the way God wants us to do it.
但是神不喜欢我们那样的生活。
Amen.
阿门吗？
So there are those that are near to God.
所以有一部分的人呢是亲近神的。
And there are those who are content to live afar off.
还有另外一种人呢，是很满足的，离神很远的过着。
Isaiah 43:21 and 22.
以赛亚书43:21-22节说
，says, but you have not called upon me.
雅各啊，你并没有求告我。
O Jacob, and you have been weary of me.
以色列啊，你倒厌烦我。
When we do not make it a priority to seek God in prayer,
若是我们不再祷告，不把祷告在我们若不把借着祷告来亲近神当做一件重要的事
，We are telling God that we are tired of Him.
那我们就好像告诉神说，我们对他很厌倦、厌烦了。
That we are weary of God.
我们很厌烦，我们很疲倦了，不想来到神面前。
We need to stop making excuses and calling it something else. If we do not have time for prayer, and we do not have time for God's word, and we do not have time for God's house,
若是我们没有时间为了来到神的面前，或者读神的话，或是关心神家的事，我们不要再寻找各样的借口来粉饰。
We declare.To God that we are tired of Him.
世上是所有的缺乏，只有一个信息告诉神，就是我们已经厌烦了。
And this is not His way for our life, Amen.
但是这不是神所愿意要我们生活的方式。
Zephaniah 1:6.
西班牙书1:6.
That's not a book we get into a lot, is it, Zephaniah?
这不是一个我们很熟悉的书卷，不是吗？
But Zephaniah 1:6 says, "Those who have turned back from following the Lord,
那些转去不跟从耶和华的
have not sought the Lord, nor inquired of Him."
和不寻求耶和华，也不访问他的。
We cannot walk closely with Jesus.
我们不可能紧紧地与耶稣同行。
It is impossible to be, did you hear that? It is impossible to be close to God's heart.
那是不可能的。
If we are not seeking Him in prayer, amen?
若是我们没有在祷告中里寻求他的话，我们是不可能靠近神的心的。
If we do not take time every day to say, what are you saying to me, Lord?
若是每天我们不花点时间来到他面前说，神啊，你说什么？
What this reveals about us, all of us, if we are not making it a priority to pray, is that we are trusting in our own strength to live our lives.
就表示呢，我们是靠着自己的力量在活着。
We think we are smart enough and strong enough and powerful enough to take care of ourselves.
我们觉得我们够聪明，够能干，我们可以自己照顾自己。
Until something that is beyond us brings pressure and hurt and pain into our lives, and then we run back to the prayer closet.
直到呢，我们遇到一些难处是超过我们能力的，这样我们就跑去祷告了。
I'm talking about we're talking about pride.
这我讲的是什么？是我们人的骄傲。
We're talking about relying upon ourselves.
是人依靠自己的能力。
We're talking about depending upon our own strength to make plans and preparations for our own life.
凭着我们自己的力量来计划我们的生活。
We're talking about doing these things without asking the Lord or seeking His insight from His Word.
我们讲的就是我们全部按照自己的意识和力量生活，没有去寻求神的计划和神的话语。
In Revelation 3, verse 20,
在启示录三章二十节
there is a picture of Jesus.
在那里描述一个图画是关于耶稣的。
He's standing outside the church.
他站在教会的外面。
He's outside a lukewarm church, the church of Laodicea.
他站在那个老底家教会的外面，是一个不冷不热的教会。
A church that is afar off from God.
是一个离神很远的教会。
He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
他说，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice and opens the door,
若有听见我声音就开门的
I will come in and dine with him.
我要进到他那里去
and he with me.
我与他，他与我一同坐席。
You see this beautiful picture? Here's Jesus again, wanting to be close to us, draw close to our hearts.
你看见这个美丽的图画吗？耶稣想要与我们亲近。
But he's on the outside of the church.
但是问题呢，他是被关在教会的门外的。
He's on the outside of the heart of these that he wants to draw close to.
他是在这些他想要亲近的人的心外面的。
Knocking on the door.
他在那里敲门。
Anybody listening?
有没有人在听啊？
Anybody going to open up and let me in there?
有没有人愿意把门打开让我进来？
Are you listening?
你有在听吗？
Are you listening this morning?
今天早晨你有听见吗？
Pride in our own...Depending on ourselves keeps the door closed and keeps God at a distance from us.
我们的骄傲和我们对自己力量的自信让神被关在门外。
We know the verse James 4:6-8.
我们都知道这个经节雅各书第四章第六节。
God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人却赐恩给谦卑的人。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
你们亲近神，他就必亲近你们。
Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
你们亲近神，他就必亲近你们。
Amen.
阿门吗？
God's wanting to be near.
神要亲近我们。
Are you keeping the door closed?
那你是把你的门关上的吗？
Are you listening? Can you hear His voice?
你有没有在注意听？你听得见神的声音吗？
God's Spirit lives within us.
神的灵活在我们的里面。
And if we will be still long enough, we can hear what He's trying to say to us.
若是我们站得稳的话，我们就听见；我们若是安静的话，就会听到神的声音。
Deuteronomy 4:7 says, Our God is near to us whenever we call on Him.
生命记四章七节说，
When we call, He'll come near.
当我们求告他的时候，他就与我们相近。
That's a promise, amen.
这是神的应许，不是吗？
If you do not feel the presence of God near you every day,
若是你们在每一天没有感觉到神的同在，
it's because you have not asked it for it. You have not sought it.
因为你没有在找他，你没有在寻求他。
Amen.
阿们吗？
We cannot be content to live without the presence of Jesus. Another wonderful promise, Psalms 145:18. The Lord is near to all who call on Him. To all who call on Him in truth.
所有带着真实的心，真诚的心来到他面前的，他与他们相近。
God over and over is letting us know, I want to be close to you.
所以一再的神告诉我们一件事，就是他想靠近我们，他想要帮助我们。
I want you to be close to me.
我要你来靠近我。
I want us to be close to one another is what God says.
神说我要跟你在一起。
Will we make the time to call upon Him?
所以我们需要花时间来求告他。
Amen?
Amen 吗?
Now ladies, don't you hate it when your husband runs on ahead of you about 20 feet when you go out shopping?
在座的姊妹啊, 你跟弟兄出去逛街的时候, 你是不是很不喜欢他走在你前面20尺左右?
Am I the only man in here that has that problem?
还是只有我个人有这种问题，把我太太常忘在后面。
My wife Lucrece says, David, what are you doing? You're running off without me.
常常我的太太就在后面叫我，你为什么怎么这么快？
You know what I'm talking about, men?
弟兄们，你明白我的意思吗？
Or maybe I better ask the wives. Ladies, you know what I'm talking about?
或者我应该问在座的姊妹们，你知道我在说什么吗？
Am I going to get some husbands in trouble here this morning talking this way?
我希望没有给你们，
you know what I'm talking about?
造成困扰。
Husbands, they're about 5 paces ahead. You know what I mean? And the wife's back there.
常常丈夫就走在太太的前面的。
That's sometimes how we do God.
很多时候我们跟神就好像这样。
We're running on ahead.
我们在前面跑。
Not realizing He's not even with us anymore.
都没有注意到神突然已经不在我们旁边了。
How does that make your wife feel? Ladies, how does that make you feel?
在座的姊妹们, 当你的丈夫走在你前面, 忘记你的时候, 你的感觉是什么?
God wants us to walk together. Amen.
神要跟我们一起走。
God wants us to come up underneath His wings.
神要召聚我们在他的翅膀以下。
Close to His heart.
靠近他的胸怀和心。
Amen.
Amen吗?
Oftentimes, though, our physical posture towards our husband, our wife, our friends, and other people reveals how we're living our life towards God.
很多时候我们跟我们自己所爱的家人的那个互动，就好像我们跟神的一个互动。
Don't anybody overreact to the statement.
你们不要太紧张我说的这句话。
But you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we come to church and everybody wants to sit on the back row.
就很多时候呢，我们在教会呢，我们都从最后一排坐起。
We come into a room and we stand afar off from the other people over there that we don't know.
或者我们到任何一个场合，我们常常站在角落，因为有许多我们不认识的人。
We come into a new situation where we're unfamiliar and we stay away from everybody.
或者我们来到一个陌生的场合，我们一定就是靠边站，因为我们远离大家。
We're not sure if we want to be close.
因为我们还不确定我们要不要靠近某某人。
Oftentimes, our inability to be close to one another is just revealing a bigger problem that we have, is that we have trouble being close to God.
常常只是反映我们另外一个更大的问题，就是我们不习惯靠近神。
Amen? What I start to understand is that all my insecurities and my fears about reaching out and drawing people close to me.
常常我里面那个恐惧啊, 还有那个不安全感, 让我不能与人相亲。
They were a result of my inability to draw close to God.
那是因为呢, 我有困难与神相亲。
And as I spent more time in God's presence and learned how to be close to Him,
当我花时间来到神的面前, 学习在他的同在中靠近他的时候,
my ability to reach out to other people and draw them close improved.
那我与人互动的那个陌生感呢, 就减少。
Amen? Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们知道我的意思吗?
This is what the Apostle John tells us. How can you say that you love God but hate your brother?
就像使徒约翰说, 你怎么能够说你爱神却恨你的弟兄呢?
You know, our struggles, the gaps that come between each other,
我们跟人之间的那个距离啊
reveals that there's a bigger problem between us and God. Amen.
反映到我们有一个更严重的问题，就是我们可能与神之间有距离。
Now I trust nobody hates each other in here. Amen.
我相信在座我们当中没有谁是恨神的。
That's not what I'm saying.
这我就是这个意思。
But I'm saying that our connection to God affects directly our ability to love one another.
我的意思是说，我们跟神的关系会影响到我们跟人的关系。
We can never be any closer to each other than we are to God.
我们跟人的关系不能够胜过我们跟神的那个亲近。
And so one thing that I've been enjoying.
所以呢，我自己最近享受的一件
事。I've been discovering that as I start to obey God better and become more of a man of prayer.
我发现呢，当我越顺服神，越成为一个祷告的人。
I'm learning in a new way how to be a better husband to my wife.
我就渐渐能够学习改变成一个对我妻子而言一个更好的丈夫。
Does that make sense?
你们了解我的意思吗？
I'm being more sensitive, more considerate of things that my wife has been concerned about for a long time.
因为我跟神的关系更亲近了，所以我对我太太的她的感觉，她的需要，我更能够进入了，胜过以往。
And it happened by not trying to be sensitive to Lucretia. It happened to me by trying to be more sensitive to God's heart.
这个进步呢，并不是我努力想要来了解我的太太，乃是因为我努力来亲近神，了解神。
Do you see how this works?
你们了解，看，你明白我这个对比的关系吗？
As we draw near to God,
当我们亲近神的时候。
It's easier to draw near to one another.
我们与人就容易亲近。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Let's look at a few more promises here in the scripture, and we'll try to wrap this up.
我们再看几处的应许。
Humility and brokenness, a vulnerable heart, make it easy to draw near to God.
一个谦卑和破碎的心容易亲近神。
Humility and brokenness make it easy for God to draw close to us. It draws God close to us.
一个谦卑和破碎的心也容易吸引神靠近他。
A precious promise in Psalms 147 verse 3.
诗篇147篇第三节说到。
The scripture says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
他医好伤心的人，裹好他们的伤处。
A broken-hearted, vulnerable heart
一个破碎的心，一个伤心的人是一个脆弱的心。
Invites the healing touch of Jesus.
这样的心常常邀请吸引神的医治的手和恩典。
Psalms 34 verse 18.
诗篇34篇18节。
The Lord is near to those
耶和华靠近。
The Lord is near to those
神靠近。
Who have a broken heart
伤心的人
and save such as have a contrite spirit.
拯救灵性痛悔的人
If you want God to be near, walk in a place of humility and brokenness.
所以你需要神靠近你吗？你必须行走在谦卑和伤痛的里面。
I'm not talking about how we look on the outside. I'm talking about the condition of our heart.
我不是说我们外面什么表现，而是说我们里面心灵的光景是什么。
Some of us have a demeanor or an expression of humility.
有些人外表是谦卑的，是谦虚的。
But our heart can be raised up proud within.
但是里面的心是可能是骄傲的。
Amen?
阿们吗？
I'm talking about humility of heart that admits when it makes a mistake.
我现在讲到说的是那个谦卑的心，承认说我是一个会犯错的人。
I'm talking about a humble heart that does not cover when its own mistakes.
一个谦虚的心，而不在那里掩饰自己的错误的。
I'm talking about a heart that runs quickly to God when there's a problem in here.
让里面一觉得自己的光景不对的时候，赶快会来到神面前的人。
Amen.
阿们吗？
There is no substitute. This is for heart humility. It is essential. It is essential if we are going to be near God.
我们若是要靠近神，我们一定要有一个谦卑的心。
Another wonderful promise along these same lines.
诗篇里还有一个非常宝贵的应许，也是这个意思。
Isaiah 57 verse 15.
以赛亚书57章
For thus says the high and lofty one.
那些高傲的。
This is God talking to us.
神对我们说。
This is what God says.
神这么说。
The one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy.
那个住在永远的里面，他的名是圣的那一位。
I dwell in a high and holy place.
我住在至高之处。
God is big, amen?
神是非常至大的。
God dwells on high, amen?
神是住在高处的那一位。
But look who he dwells with.
但是呢，他跟什么样人同住呢？
With him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
而是那些忧伤痛悔有谦卑的心的人。
To revive the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
他医治那些忧伤痛悔的心。
Do you want to dwell with God?
你希望跟神同在吗？同住吗？
Do you want to live under the shadow of the Almighty's wings?
你要住在那个全能者的荫下吗？
We must cultivate. We must work on a humble heart. Amen.
我们必须培养自己有一个真实谦卑的心。
God doesn't want us to go back and forth, only coming to Him when there's trouble.
神不要我们来来回回的跑。
God wants us to live under the shadow of the Almighty.
而是要我们长久地住在他全能的荫下。
Our ability to minister to one another, our ability to serve in the church, flows directly out of this nearness we have with God.
我们服事的能力来自于我们与神那个亲近的关系。
In John 13:23-26 is a beautiful story.
在约翰福音十三章里面有一段美好故事。
In John 13, there is the Last Supper before Jesus was about to be crucified.
那是耶稣与他所爱门徒的最后的一个晚餐。
And at this supper where Jesus had gathered all of his disciples,
在这个吃饭的时候呢，他召聚了他所有的门徒。
He began to explain to his disciples that one of them would betray him.
他向他们描述解释一件事，就是说你们当中有一个人要背叛我。
And so all the disciples were very curious because they were unaware of this deception, of this betrayal that was coming, and they wanted to know which one of them would betray Jesus.
所以在座所有的门徒都很好奇，想要知道是谁会出卖耶稣。
So they wanted one of them to talk and ask Jesus about which one of them was going to betray him.
所以他就叫他们当中的一个去问耶稣是谁要卖耶稣。
And so John 13 says there was the disciple whom Jesus loved.
约翰十三章二十三节就讲到说有一个门徒。
Do you know who that is?
是谁？
That's John, amen?
就是约翰他自己。
I love, there's a beautiful thing that happens in the Gospel of John.
我很喜欢约翰福音所有的。
John never refers to himself by his own name.
约翰呢，从来不提自己的名字。
When John talks about himself in the Gospel of John,
但是每一次呢，他提到他自己的时候，
he always uses the title, the disciple whom Jesus loved.
他就说，就是那个耶稣所爱的门徒。
Don't you love this? Are you paying attention this morning?
若是你今天早上有注意。
His whole identity was wrapped up in the fact of not what he had done, but of how Jesus loved him. Amen?
约翰他这个人整个人的存在的价值呢，就是在乎神怎么样爱他，而不是他做了什么。
Don't you like that?
你喜欢这样吗？
Don't you like that?
你喜欢这样被神称呼吗？
Do you know that he loves you this morning?
今天早晨在座的各位，你可知道神爱你？
He loves you this morning.
你知道他爱你吗？
That's how he wants us to see ourselves, amen?
他也要我们有这个认识，这样看自己。
So there was this disciple whom Jesus loved, John.
他说有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，就是约翰。
He was leaning against Jesus with his head on his chest.
他就侧身靠近耶稣的胸膛。
Peter was curious which one of them was going to betray him.
那门徒彼得呢，很好奇知道到底是谁要卖耶稣。
So guess who they asked to talk to Jesus.
所以你猜猜看，他们叫谁去问耶稣呢？
When they needed to get a more clear insight about what was going to happen, who did they talk to?
当其他的门徒想要知道耶稣到底是什么意思的时候，他们跟谁说呢？
The disciple that was closest to Jesus.
他们就去问那个靠近耶稣的那一位。
The disciple that was nearest the heart of God.
那个靠近神的心的那个门徒。
Do you see how ministry works, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，我们明白我们能够怎么服事吗？我们服事的来源是什么？
If we want to be a voice for the Lord in this world,
若是我们要在这个世上为神说话，
what gives us the greatest insight into what God is going to do and what God wants to do in other people's lives is being near the heart of God.
唯一能够让我们知道神到底要说什么，要做什么的方式的方法呢，就是要靠近神的胸怀。
When people recognize that we live, not just visit, when we live near the heart of God.
当别人在我们身上看得出来说，我们是生活在一个靠近神的光景里。
When they're in need, or when they're afraid, or when they're hurting, they will seek you out.
当他们有需要或他们痛苦的时候，他们会来找你。
Amen?
Amen.
That's how ministry works.
这是我们能够服侍的方式。
People will naturally pursue those who they recognize are close to Jesus.
人都会认出是谁是靠近神的，自然就会来寻找你，帮助你。
You want to find your ministry in the church?
你需要在教会中有执事吗?
You want to figure out where you're supposed to serve?
你要知道你要该在什么的岗位上服侍吗?
First thing, get as close as you can to the heart of Jesus.
第一件事就是
Live close to the heart of God.
活在一个光景是靠近神的心的光景。Amen? Amen.
Does that make sense?
你们这话你们听得懂吗?
In Luke 10:9, Jesus is commissioning the 70.
路加福音10:9节。
So Jesus is about to go and minister in a particular region and he wants to send his disciples ahead of him.
主耶稣要差他的门徒在他之前到各处去。
And he tells them, go heal the sick and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you.
他说,你们要医治那城里的病人,对他们说,神的国临近你们了。
In Matthew 10, Jesus sends out the 12.
在马太福音十章的地方，主耶稣差派十二个门徒出去。
And he tells them to say, go announce the kingdom of heaven is near.
他说，你们随走随传说，天国近了。
Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy.
医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的得洁净。
Cast out demons, give as freely as you have received.
把鬼赶出去，因为你们白白得来的，也要白白的舍去。
So Jesus is telling his disciples, go out.
所以他告诉他的门徒，你们要去。
And give away what you have freely received.
把你们白白得来的，白白的给出去。
But do you see what's going on here? As they go forth as his ambassadors,
他们被差遣好像耶稣的使者出去。
It's more than just declaring a message.
他们不只是说去宣传一个信息。
It's more than just conveying information.
不是只是告诉人一些资讯。
They are ministering the very power and presence of God. As we go forth in obedience in obeying the Great Commission, we are an outlet for the presence, the nearness of the presence of Jesus.
As we
reach out to other people, as we love them, as we encourage them, as we pray for them when they're sick or they're hurting.
当我们去接触人，当我们为他们的需要，无论是生病、疾病或者其他的事情祷告的时候，
It is not just information, it is the nearness of Christ Himself that is coming towards them.
我们带给人的不是一些知识或资讯，乃是把主自己的同在带到他们的生命里。
Amen?
Amen.
We must not be content until we see this happening, operating through our ministries.
所以我们的心永远不应该满足，除非我们看到在我们的侍奉里有这样的实际发生。
As we as the people of God, as we begin to convey the presence, the touch, the care, and the love of Jesus one to another,
当我们成为神的儿女，我们把这样神的同在带给别人的时候，
the house of God becomes a rich resource of power.
神的家就成为一个丰富能力的资源。Amen? Amen.
The nearness of Jesus coming through our lives.
神的同在借着我们流出去。Salvation,
hope, healing, and strength to serve. It all comes from the nearness of Christ's presence.
神的救恩、盼望、 医治还有我们服事的能力都来自于我们亲近神。
In Luke 19:41, it says Jesus came near Jerusalem.
路加福音十九章里面讲到说，耶稣快到耶路撒冷的时候。
And as Jesus came near the city,
当他靠近耶路撒冷的时候。
Not the buildings, but the people. Amen.
不是那个建筑，不是那个城，而是里面的人。
It says as he came near the city, that he wept over it.
他快到耶路撒冷的时候，他就为他哀哭。
You want to know what God is like?
你想要认识神是怎样一位神吗？
You don't have to look any further than Jesus.
你不会在耶稣以外能够认识神的。
You want to know how the Father feels about you?
你要知道神父神向着你的感觉是什么吗？
Just see how Jesus responded to the people. Jesus is still responding to you the same way.
主耶稣对当时的人的反应就是主耶稣今天向着我们的反
应。So Jesus comes near the people and he weeps over them.
主耶稣靠近耶路撒冷看见他们他就为他们哀哭。
In Matthew 23:37,
马太23章37节
He says, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊
The one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her.
你常杀害先知又用石头打那奉差遣到你这里来的人
How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下。
But you were not willing.
只是你们不愿意。
God's heart, it breaks when we will not allow him to come as close as he wants to.
我们深深伤神的心当他靠近我们我们却不愿意靠近他。
So in this passage, Jesus is grieving. Jesus is brokenhearted over the fact that these people keep on resisting his advances to come close.
所以那天当耶稣靠近耶路撒冷的时候他的心都碎了他为他们哀哭因为他们一再拒绝神的靠近。
He's saying, don't you understand? I want to draw you close underneath my wings.
他说你们不明白吗？我好希望招聚你们就像母鸡招聚小鸡一样。
Psalm 17:6-8 uses similar language.
诗篇17篇里面6到8节也有一样的述说。
The psalmist David cries out.
大卫呼喊说
Keep me as the apple of your eye.Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
求你保护我，如同保护眼中的瞳人，将我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。
Oh God, keep your eye on me.
哦，神啊，你的眼目不要离开我。
Hide me under your wings.
把我隐藏在你翅膀的荫下。阿们吗
？Is that the way you're living?
这是我们生活的方式吗？
You know, one thing, a prayer that has been coming up in my heart lately as God's been doing something fresh in my own prayer life.
这些日子当神在更改我的祷告生活的时候我认识一件事。
I find myself praying, God, I don't want to go back.
我祷告神说主我不要回到以前的样子。
God, I want to keep this special place.
我要有一个这样一个特别的地方是为着你。
God, I want to stay closer to you.
我要在你那里有一个地方我要靠近你。
Don't let my heart get hard.
不要我的心刚硬起来。
Keep my heart tender towards you, Lord.
主啊，让我的心向着你是柔软的。
Keep talking to me in the morning, Lord.
主啊，每天早上再来不断
地叫我。Help me to keep recognizing your voice when you call out to me every day, day after day after day.
让我能够听见，让我的耳朵能够认出你的声音，不只是一天，而是每一天。
This is what David's saying here in Psalm 17.Keep your eye on me, Lord. Hide me under your wings.
在这里，大卫就是有这样的祷告，他求你求主保护他，如同保护他眼中的瞳人，将他隐藏在他翅膀的荫下。
Amen.
阿们吗
？Two kinds of people.
所以这世界上只有两种人。
One man or woman is running after God, wants to be as near as they possibly can to God's heart.
一种人呢，就是一直在追求神，愿意靠近神。
Second kind of person.
另外一种人呢
is running away from God, trying to get distance between them and the will of God.
是跑离远离神的, 要在神和他之间有一个距离的人。
They're afraid of what God might ask of them.
因为他很怕神对他有什么要求。
They're afraid of what God might do and might require of them.
他怕神会在他身上所做的事或是要求他们做的事。
You know what? It's a wonderful, wonderful place. What God's been stirring up in my heart is this fresh place.
神在我的心中激动起一个新的地方。
Where in truth I can say, God, whatever you want.
来到一个境地, 我可以说, 神啊,
whatever you ask of me, God.
你要我做什么, 无论你要我做,
wherever you say go, whatever you ask me to give.
你要我给, 你要我去, 我都愿意。
I want to obey.
我要顺服。
Are you in that place?
你有没有站在一个这样的地位?
It's not by our own strength, it's all by God's grace. Amen?
不是靠着你的意志力决定，而是靠着神的恩典。
But if you agree with the Lord, yes, God, I want you to help my heart go there, He will.
你愿意的话，你说神啊，我愿意这样顺服，他会帮助你。
Psalms 36, verse 7.
诗篇36篇,
how precious, how precious, how precious is your loving kindness, O God.
神啊, 你的慈爱何其宝贵。
Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings.
世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下。
Psalms 91 verse 4.
诗篇91篇第四节也说到,
He shall cover you with his feathers.
他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你,
and under his wings you shall take refuge.
你要投靠在他翅膀底下。
Those funny little chickens. The mother hen lifts her wings up high and they know what to do.
就像那些小鸡们, 当母鸡把翅膀高张的时候,
他们知道下一步要做什么。 They all start running right up underneath as close as they can to their mother.
他们都会向着母鸡跑去, 然后呢, 紧紧地靠着母鸡。
God over and over lifts, raises his arms.
一再又一再地,
extends his arms towards us.
神向着我们, 张开他的翅膀。
Trying to draw us close.
想要把我们带到他的身边。
Some of us are running towards him.
很多人看见的时候就向他跑去。
Some of us are running away from him.
但是也有些人离开神。
Two kinds of people.
远远地跑开。 这世上只有两种人。
Which kind of person are you?
那我们是哪一种呢?
God wants to draw some close this morning to salvation.
今天早晨, 神要召聚我们得着他的救恩。
You've been running from God too long.
也许呢, 你一直长久以来都远离神。
God's calling you home.
今天早晨神说, 回家吧。
You know, one thing that, when I was living for myself,
当我以前为自己而活的时候,
doing my own thing.
做我自己的事。
I think I went about 2 years without calling my mother.
有两年之久, 我连我母亲我都没有与她联络。
Didn't call home.
我都没有给家里打一个电话。
I didn't have nothing to talk about.
因为我也没有什么好跟他们谈。
Because I was living for myself.
因为我在为我自己活着。
I wasn't going to pretend and fake it.
所以我也没有打算要装假。
I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
我要做我想要做的事,
I want to do it my way.
我要按照我自己的意思做。
And I didn't want to lie to my mother about it.
所以呢, 我不愿意跟我母亲联络, 所以我, 因为我不想对她说谎。
You know what I'm talking about? Because moms, they ask you, what are you doing?
你知道我的意思吗? 因为每次你打给电话给你妈妈, 她一定问说, 你在干嘛?
How are you doing?
你好不好?
Are you doing the things you know you should?
你在做你该做的事吗?
And I never... like to lie to my mother.
我从来不想对我的母亲说谎。
So my messed up way of dealing with not lying to my mother is I just didn't call her.
所以呢, 我就决定不要打电话给她。
Does that make sense?
你明白我的意思吗?
In some silly way?
这是很愚蠢的。
So I was getting myself in trouble over and over again.
那我当时的生活呢, 是在各样的,
But I didn't want to answer those questions that I knew my mother would ask me. So I never called. But one day Jesus got a hold of my heart.
He
started dealing with me day after day after day.
一天又一天,
I started going through this list, one thing after another, that I was willing to let God have control, let Him back into my life.
渐渐的,
so finally, after about 6 weeks, 2 months, I got to the bottom of my list.
差不多6个礼拜, 2个月的时间之久, 我慢慢把所有的事情都交托给神, 到我那个名单的最底下。
And I came to a fresh place where it didn't matter what I had, or what I didn't have.
我来到一个很新鲜的光景, 就是说无论我有什么,
Are you listening to me this morning?
你们听见我在说什么吗?
I told him you can have everything.
我跟神说, 全部都归给你。
And then he just came rushing into my life.
然后神就充满在我的生命里。
Just like when I was a boy.
好像我那个小的时候,
第一次遇见他的时候, The newness of God's presence was there.
我一下子感觉到神的同在。
Just washed over me.
好像那个, 水流经过, 洁净了我,
day after day after day after day.
一天又一天经过, 就, 都是这样。
And so I got on the phone.
所以终于我能够把电话拿起来了。
Now I could call my mom because I wasn't afraid of her questions anymore. Amen?
现在我可以打电话给妈妈了, 因为我知道我不怕她问我任何的问题。
You hear what I'm talking about this morning?
今天早晨你们听见我在说什么吗?
Some of you, God is calling home.
很多在座的也许有些神, 有些人神在叫你回家。
God's calling you near.
神在呼召你靠近他。
And as you get near to Him, you can get near to all the other people you're supposed to be near to.
当你与神的关系是对的, 是亲密的时候, 你跟所有人的关系都对了。
Some of us, God wants to give us strength for ministry.
有些人需要来到神的面前得着服事的能力。
He wants us to be an expression of His nearness to other people. Amen?
他要借着我们,
Some of us in this room
在我们当中也许有一些人,
have broken hearts,
心灵是破碎的,
disappointed,
失望的,
feel rejected,
觉得被, 被拒绝的,
and you need God to heal your broken heart. Some of you may have broken bodies.
在座的也许有的人身体出了问题,
God wants to draw near and give you a touch of His healing power.
神也要靠近你, 叫他医治的恩典临到你。
Will you respond to an invitation to allow God to come near?
今天当神向你这样发出邀请的时候, 你愿意有回应吗?
If you need to come home,
如果今天你需要回到神的家,
quit running back and forth,
不要再跑来跑去,
need to surrender your life completely, absolutely,
你愿意完全降服你自己在神的手中,
to the lordship and control of Jesus,
把主权交给耶稣基督,
just I encourage you, come down here and we'll
我要,
pray for you.
我要邀请你到前面来,
right,
我们为你祷告,
now,
就在这个时候,
right now.
你若愿意的, 你现在就到前面来。
You need to draw near to God, come down here, we'll pray for you.
你要亲近神, 到前面来, 我们为你祷告。
You need to recommit your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I just encourage you to draw close.
你要把你的生命重新奉献在神面前的, 我邀请你到前面来。
You've been going back and forth. You don't want to do that anymore. Anybody else?
还有没有人?
Just want to draw close to the Lord. Just draw
愿意把自己带到神面前, 愿意亲近神的。
We don't do it in our own strength. We do it by His strength. Amen?
我们不是靠我们的力量来靠近神, 是靠着神的力量。
Just draw close to the Lord. I mean, we could have some other people support these and pray for these that are here. Just God, I just want to draw close to your presence this morning.
在座的还有谁愿意的, 可以到前面来, 那, 坐在位置上的, 请你们在祷告中扶持, 站在前面的弟兄姊妹。
Been living a distance from the Lord, God wants you to draw close.
我们远离神的, 神呼召我们靠近他。
You need strength for ministry to be an expression of the nearness of God. I'd like to pray for you about that.
你愿意你的服事是一个彰显神同在的服事, 你若这方面有需要, 我也愿意为你祷告。
Healing for your body, you need the nearness of God's touch.
身体有疾病的, 你需要神的恩典的医治。
Healing for your body, God wants to draw near. Amen?
神也要靠近你, 祂要医治你的疾病。
Healing for your body. One of those things the Lord's been talking to me out in the morning, He just said, David, it's been interesting how He's been helping me understand that He's my healer.
有一件事常常这些早晨主向我启示就是他是我的医治者。
He's been asking me questions.
神问我,
says, David, do I love you?
大卫啊, 我爱你吗?
I say, yes, Lord, you love me.
我说当然啊, 主啊, 你是爱我的。
David, do I forgive you?
大卫啊, 我赦免你的罪了。
Of course, Lord, I know you forgive me.
当然啊, 神, 我知道你已经赦免我。
And he'd ask those questions to me over and over again. I'd say, yes, yes.
神会问我各样的问题, 我的答案都是是的, 主,
and then he started to say, David, do I heal you?
然后他有一次问我说, 大卫啊, 我医治你了吗?
And I recognized in my mind, I'd hesitate there.
我的, 我脑里的逻辑让我犹豫了一下。
I wasn't sure about that.
好像我不确定。
And he kept on asking me those questions over and over. He was letting me know that his healing power.
Amen. 所以他就一再重复这些问题，渐渐我明白一件事。
The assurance of God healing me was to be as strong as the assurance of that God loved me. Amen.
神医治的应许就与他爱我是一样的确定的。
Amen. Anybody need to have their body touched and healed by Jesus this morning?
所以早晨任何人的身体有软弱需要神的医治的恩典的。
Oh, yes, God. It's not us. It's Him, amen. It's His nearness.
不是人能医治你, 是主自己来医治你。
Does He love you?
他爱你吗?
Does He forgive you?
他赦免你一切的罪吗?
Does He heal you?
他医治你吗?
Let Him touch you this morning.
让神来触摸你。
Amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, we just invite you to come right now.
圣灵，我们邀请你现在就来到我们当中。
Holy Spirit, just draw near to us with the presence of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The presence of Jesus.
主耶稣你的同在,
the presence of Jesus.
你的同在亲近我们,
the presence of Jesus. God,
yes.
We love you. God, we thank you
神我们爱你,
for your tenderness.
我们感谢你,
God, the sweetness of your touch.
谢谢你甘甜, 主啊, 温柔的触摸, 谢谢主。
Thank you, God. Just rest and settle down on each one of us. If anybody else needs to come down, just do it. Amen.
还有谁愿意到前面来的,
就来到前面。
你们不是来到人的面前,
any person, you're coming to Jesus. Amen.
乃是来到耶稣的面前。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just respond to the Lord. You just come to the Father.
就来到爱我们的父面前。
Amen. God, we just come to you.
神啊, 我们就是来到你的面前。
God, we just confess that we do not know what to do by ourselves.
主，我们承认靠着我们自己，我们不知道怎样生活。
We humble ourselves before you only, God. You alone are the one that can help us, God.
唯有你能够帮助我们。
Holy Spirit, just rest on each one this morning.
圣灵啊,
thank you, God.
谢谢主,
just draw close with your touch, God.
让我们靠近你。
Don't resist. Do not resist what God is trying to say to you.
不要抗拒神，神正在向你说话。
Do you feel that in your heart? Your heart racing? You feel that? You feel that tug? Do not resist what God's doing. He's trying to draw you close.
不要拒绝神，不要与他摔跤。
Amen.
他正靠近你。
His arms are wide open this morning. Wide open this morning.
他的膀臂向着你是完全打开的。
Wide open this morning. Run under the shadow of His wings. Amen.
躲到他翅膀的荫下。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just embrace Him with all our heart. Amen. Could we have a couple other brothers and sisters come and so we can pray for these here
that are down here. We need some folks, amen, because we want to give each one special attention, amen. That's what we need in the body of Christ to help us.
我们可以请一些弟兄姊妹到前面来为这些站在这里的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
There's still time, you guys, respond. If God is saying, pulling on you, I don't do this. I'm not here, I don't get anything out of this by encouraging you to come down if there's nothing going on.
若是你的心里还是有感动的，你愿意到前面来的，现在还有机会。
But if God is pulling on you, I encourage you to respond right now, amen.
若是神在你的心里推动你的话，我鼓励你到前面来。若是没有，你就留在位置上。
We need a few more people to come down here and support the prayer that needs to go on here.
我们需要有弟兄姊妹们到前面来为站在前面的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
Support out from out there with your prayers. Amen. Can you do that? Can you extend your hand towards these that are right up here and just ask God to bless what we're doing up here?
在座的弟兄姊妹们，你们可不可以伸出你们的手，为着前面的弟兄姊妹们祷告？